says, this is my knee Monday.
Merry Mini Monday, Chunkies. I'm Carter.
I'm Doge.
And I'm Papa Roach.
Is that who sings that?
Yeah.
Are they Australian?
No.
Oh. I thought I said it was an Australian-themed Mini Monday.
Oh. You did.
Hmm. There's probably a lot of roaches in Australia, I would assume. Big ones.
Probably. I would guess. Probably. There's big every horrible thing
we're,
there.
We're going to have a new game that is specifically Aussie-themed.
Oh. But
we'll get there. Just a little bit of a tease up front. A little bit of a tease up front.
It's which actor would we like to toss on the Barbie?
On the Barbie. Speaking of Barbies.
Ooh.
There's a lot of wonderful hype around Ken and Barbie right now. The Barbie movie, Greta Gerwig.
Sure.
And I want to know, in your opinion, did we pick the wrong Mattel toy to make a movie about?
Oh. A lot of people have been asking me this, actually. Yeah,
I can't get away from this one.
The mailbag overfloweth. Just wanted to know.
Well, I'm looking up a list of just all Mattel sort of properties.
That's fine. While you do that, I want to tell you boys, first of all, in a bit of news here. So House of the Dragon, Game of Thrones, House of the Dragon, was the most watched HBO premiere of all time.
Ever. Sure. Yeah, I did see that.
Which is a big deal, and I get it. I think it's built on a lot of hope.
Did you watch it?
I did. I want to talk about it. Not too much, though, please, but I want to talk about it. I want this to be...
By the way, I just checked out all the Mattel toys, and no, this is the right answer. Masters of the Universe, whatever.
Might I introduce you to a little something known as Hot Wheels City Ultimate Garage playset with two toy cars and Robo Dinosaur?
See, I'm pretty sure a Hot Wheels movie is just going to end up being Need for Speed.
Cars or something.
Aaron Paul one. It's just not...
But I don't think you heard me correctly. Not only is Jesse Pinkman in this, there's also a Robo Dinosaur.
No, sure. No, I get it.
He gets it. He understands.
There's a Robosaurus.
No, he's fine. Margo is Australian, is she not?
And a robot dinosaur, so I think it's going
to
be perfect.
She could be in any of those. So House of the Dragon, I want us to do little snippets of it because I think it's an interesting dynamic in that I am going to watch it. And we had a conversation, I think even on our last Mini Monday, where I was like, what would it take to get you guys in? And I'm just going to give you an overall vibe of how I felt about it. I do want to say a hypothetical question here. Do you think that number of downloads, that number of watches on the opening night is higher if Game of Thrones ended well?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
And I think what's happening...
I can tell you higher by two at least.
Yeah, higher by at least
two more. Two. That's very true. We do know literally higher. Silly question to ask. When I was watching this, I'm not one to temper too much, I think. Maybe even on this podcast, the least... likely to like temper expectations, optimistic.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Going
in,
I'm down for anything. Because I have been so hurt, I came into this one just being like, okay, I don't know. But I was pleased. There's a lot of funny articles out there that are kind of like, hey, this is technically harder to adapt than Game of Thrones, like than our main books here to go that 172 years before Daenerys. Because A, everyone's names are the same. And this group of producers decided not to change the names very much. They want to stay really true to that. So it's almost like the female male in Latin to where like we can have a Dogier and a Dogia. And so it's like, it's kind of hard to follow. I like our cast. They clearly did not spare a single expense. We've got lots of dragons early. I think nobody didn't expect that because it's called House of the Dragon. For now, I'm in and I'm still in. I think it's hard to goof Ep 1.
Sure.
Yeah.
And there is a scene that is visceral and disturbing, which is very Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I don't know if y'all have heard about it or you're following that at all.
I couldn't be less plugged into the House of the Dragonverse.
I do want to shout out any of our pregnant chunkies. Maybe don't watch the first episode of Game of Thrones, House of the Dragon.
There's a baby in it. And the baby's just a
pregnant.
Real. The baby's a real butthole.
Maybe
you're gonna be like, "Dang, why am I having this thing?"
Watch any of it.
It's a literal butthole. But I'll be giving my vague opinion of it as we go along. Right now, I'm on stream because that's literally what I did, and they haven't done enough to make me fully happy. But it was good to see that people are taking their job seriously. And it was good to see, oh, what's Doctor Who's name?
Matt Smith.
Smith. It was good to see Matt Smith not a vampire, but I could not unsee Morbius. Mm. What a silly mistake he made.
Sure.
I just saw him dancing and showing off his fangs and loving his new
vampire look.
Blood-fueled strength.
Yeah.
What do you think is a common phrase? Like if someone's just trying to come up with a phrase for Australia, there's like shrimp on the Barbie. There's also like,
yeah,
if you're doing an impersonation, if you're playing like fishbowl or something, you're trying to get people to say Australian. Is there a specific phrase that comes to mind for you?
Good day, mate.
Good day, yeah. Mate. That's a good one.
That's the one.
Is there another one?
That's the one.
Perhaps about the land of Australia?
Down under.
Yeah. The land down under?
Thank you so much. That's what I was hoping for.
Okay, yeah.
And what we own our IP here at Two Chunks and a Hunk that needs us to stay under a certain allotted amount to win. Whoever's the most under wins. And that would be the game of...
Oh, it's Joff.
We have a very special Australian version of Joff today. We're playing in the land down under.
It's Joff down under.
Down under. And it might not... There's a lot of fun Australian movies out there, as we all know. Here's the reason we're going Australia. We're doing Five for Fighting in our series. Next week is Fast? Next week is Mad Max Fury Road.
Tomorrow, some would say.
Never next episode.
Never a wish better than this, because you only got 100 years to live.
Is that another Papa another Roach song?
Five for Fighting, also from Australia.
I love
everything
Papa
is
Roach.
Australian theme.
He's my real dad.
We're going to play Joff. For those of you that have not heard, listening, I know that the co-hosts have. Joff is a game that's kind of like golf, but it's not at all. I'm going to be reading Rotten Tomatoes movies, simply telling them, here's the movie on Rotten Tomatoes. You have to guess the critic or audience review. And they have 22 allotted points. If they can stay under that 22, whoever stays under the longest or has the least amount of strokes taken, if they both go over, wins Joff.
I have a strong conviction that you could describe any game under the sun as a lot like golf.
Yeah.
But not.
To begin our Joff Australian expedition, one of the crowning achievements of the country and continent. I remember that being one of the first little trivias in my academic life that I thought was the coolest thing ever. That Australia was a country and a continent. One huge jacked man in...
Yeah. Yeah.
Logan. Mm. And we're going critic review, I'm assuming.
Always.
Yeah. Critic every time. Jordan, I'll defer to you. I'll go ahead and mute.
Okay.
Eighty-eight.
Oh.
I was going to say 87.
Were you really?
Yeah, you gave me a thumbs
There's
up,
no
so I
way
unmuted.
To know.
There's no way to know if he's cheating or not. He's quick. He's smart.
He's
he can
smart
make up
for
numbers
that.
On the fly.
The actual retail price, 94% on Rotten Tomatoes. Logan,
Whoa.
A wonderful, wonderful, wonderful movie.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
The best X-Men movie.
It's really good, yeah.
The best movie featuring an X-Man.
Oh, for sure.
Would you count Deadpool in that too? Still better than the Deadpools?
Still better than the Deadpools.
That means Jordan is one closer. He has 15 strokes left.
It's like attorneys general. It's Deadpool.
And she's Hulk.
Strokes left. Doge's 14. Up next we have the mascot of the land down under. Crocodile Dundee.
Okay.
Go ahead and pop. I'll go ahead and pop mine out.
73.
Is good?
Yep.
And Carter, what was his number? Crocodile Dundee.
1986.
52.
Somebody's losing. Mine was 73.
Crocodile Dundee on Rotten Tomatoes. Critic review, 89%. 89%.
Whoa. They liked it more than they liked Logan.
Audience score, 89%.
I haven't watched it in a long time, but I don't remember it being particularly good at all.
Easygoing charm and a leading man in the role he was born to play, literally. Help Crocodile Dundee make the most of its familiar fish out of water premise.
Guess I got to rewatch Crocodile Dundee.
89%.
-2
I can't believe that.
Jordan's, I believe, negative 22. One more quick round of Joff.
Well, there's no point, but yeah, let's do it.
Well, maybe we don't. We can double down. No,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
No, Kangaroo Jack.
Hey, double or nothing. Kangaroo Jack. Double or nothing. Kangaroo Jack.
Kangaroo Jack.
Jack.
Doge goes first.
Whoever wins this Jordan gets all first. The marbles.
Let's. Do you want to? All right. Kangaroo Jack. Critic review.
Wait. Let's both. Let's not mute. Let's
I was
both
thinking
send,
at the same time.
Let's. Well, oh. Let's text our number to Carter in a sealed envelope.
I like that.
Kangaroo Jack's critic score. Don't do it in the group message.
2003 classic. Kangaroo Jack. Jerry O'Connell's best.
All right, Carter. Once you receive our numbers, you can read them out loud to us.
I just sent a random percentage to a wrong person.
Yes.
Do you want to have them on
yes.
the show?
Yes. Yeah. I can tell you, y'all are both way off. Jordan wins. Jordan said 42% to Doge's 57%. The critics said 8%.
Whoa.
The humor is gratingly dumb. And Kangaroo Jack contains too much violence and sexual innuendo for a family movie. Holy moly.
You know, I remember my mom, maybe my mom wrote that review because I remember watching Kangaroo Jack with my family. And I don't remember what it was, but I remember my mom being like, they didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
I remember I watched it with my family, but only once, which means it was probably objectionable.
Let's do an ad break. I'm so excited. It's fogging my mind right now. I'm so excited for our new game. We'll do it right after the ad break.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I want to play a game today. There's something about, there's a special thing that happened in Mad Max Fury Road for me. The last time I saw it was with the two of you in 2015. I can't believe it. It took me 7 years to watch
That's
this movie
pretty
again.
Crazy.
And I think deep down in my heart, I knew that there was going to be a special occasion for it. I was not even in talks. I don't even, sure. did this podcast didn't exist in 2015. Right.
Okay. No.
Nope.
No way. We had so no idea we'd ever do a podcast.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you, guys.
So there are some
Thank
things
you.
That I like.
We don't have a lot of sneezes. For as much as we record ourselves talking, like as much of our lives are yeah. recorded on a microphone, we don't
that
have
a
lot of sneezes happen.
I actually think they've all been you.
Probably. I sneeze.
I think
more
I think we've
than
had a couple.
The average bear, for sure.
Yeah.
Mine are just really scary. So maybe we would remember that. Maybe not.
Just like,
I sneeze. So scarily.
Like Taz the Tasmanian devil, who is, of course, an animal from Australia. There we go. Now we're back.
First shot. So there are some things that I like to have and then not just overdo it, right? I don't want to just keep doing it yeah. it and have it lose its flavor, which, by the way, I don't think Fury Road can do that.
Cake? Yeah.
No.
Sour Patch Kids, if you eat too many of them, your tongue gets
Warheads,
raw.
Obviously. Gushers make me
and
sick.
It starts to... Warhead, yeah. And let's say sour fruity candy is off the table for
sure.
too much of
There's
them.
There's also
know,
things like, that I just can't get enough of. Like silly jokes, silly videos. I will watch a 7-second clip that either Doge or Jordan has sent me over and over and over again just to get a hit.
Hey, are you guys' brains completely riddled with the corn song or is that only mine?
What's a corn song?
From TikTok, the kid who's like, it's corn. It's a big lump with knobs. It has
no,
the juice.
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about.
Corn, also
just
the
wait a
national
month.
Fruit of Australia, which is crazy.
That's insane.
Absolutely insane.
National bird as well.
And the national bird.
Corn's the national bird of Australia.
That's why they have that song that's like, corn sits in the old gum tree.
I was thinking more like, I corn from a land
pop,
down under.
Corn, pop, corn. I tend to not be able to get enough of games. I keep making them. This podcast gets a new game maybe every quarter. Maybe more than that. We've probably played 50.
Why we call
we've
you
kept
Jigsaw.
Like 12. But I think this one's going to stick.
Yeah.
And we're going to remember it as it happening here on this Australian-themed day. And it's called Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. Oi, oi, oi. Are you familiar with this chant? I even looked this up because I was like, why is this in my head? But like early 90s, this became a chant that was an iteration of like another soccer chant in like European football. That kind of sound. Mm, I think it's ugly, but they someone turned it into Aussie, Aussie, oi, oi at like an Olympics, and then it just caught on and it has become their national chant. So in
you said early '90s, yeah, I wasn't watching a lot of footy.
That's probably where it came from.
2 years before I was born,
as the resident sports expert. Mm.
Twerk even a twinkle.
I was four. Aussie, 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 oi, oi, oi is a fun game in which I will use IMDb and give you a slew of Aussies. You can actually even bring your own to the table. But what we're going to do is you'll have three ois, okay, throughout the entire process, which essentially is normally a bong bong, but it's an oi in this sense. But our Aussies, we'll pick these Aussies, and then you have to try and guess their top four credits.
The devil. He's the devil.
Tasmanian devil.
Away from me.
So we'll pick three Aussies.
Foul beast away from me.
You would try and avoid as many oys as possible. Because
do you ever try really hard to avoid cussing and you just start saying random medieval phrases to someone?
The hope is to get nine. If all you need is 9 points. To win Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
That's crazy, man.
I could smell this. That's crazy, man. I could smell this.
There was one point that Jordan just goes, peering. Yeah,
I could see what was going to happen.
So let's play.
Just do it. Just do it.
Aussie, 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 oi, oi, oi. For those of you that have never heard of this game, it sounds very similar to another game that we play called Extra Credit. The Aussies I have for you that you can choose from. Hugh Jackman, Nicole Kidman. Yeah. Chris Hemsworth.
Okay.
Mel Gibson. Russell Crowe.
Okay.
Say Steve Irwin.
Now, you can bring any others that you would like, but I'd like for you to at least choose two from that list. Any other you would like.
Let's start with huge.
Yeah.
Trying to get 9 points. Now, if you get...
Yeah.
Honestly, I'll be real. If I missed extra credit.
If you get all
it's
fun. Aussies,
it's a good game.
You get an extra Aussie.
What's the success?
Oi.
No, that's the failure sound. Interesting. Spelled differently, I assume.
Oi, oi, oi is the success sound. Oing, the G.
You could give it, hit us with a crikey.
That's
it.
Crikey.
Oi, oi, oi is the new bing, bing, bing. Crikey is bong, bong, bong. Oh, this is fun.
Right.
Who would you like to be your first Aussie? In Aussie, Aussie,
huge.
Aussie.
Huge.
Oi, oi, oi.
Huge.
Huge.
It is.
Jackman.
It is going to be Les Miserables.
Yeah, Miserable Lesbians. It's
going to
be...
It's going to be The Greatest Showman.
The Greatest Showman.
It's going to be Logan.
Yeah.
And it will be... What's the movie where he has a nutsack on his chin?
Should be.
Probably that one.
No, I don't think so. That's movie, was it 42 or something?
Oh, yeah, that's
like that.
An actual theme.
It should be Prisoners, but I don't think it is.
It probably won't be. It probably won't be. I feel the most confident for Les Miserables.
Yeah.
For that one. Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Oi, oi, oi. That's a bing, bing. You got it. Number one.
Good one.
Number one credit.
Okay, good. Yeah, Jack. Perfect.
I feel good. Four about guesses, Logan. By the way. Four guesses.
Logan. Let's kiss Logan.
Logan, lock it in.
Oi, oi, oi. Number two.
The Greatest Showman, lock it in.
Yeah, lock it in.
Crikey.
All right. It sounded like a soundboard.
It did.
I'm going to try to say the exact same every time. If there is another time, who's to say?
There won't be. No, there won't be. We're bad at extra credit, but we're so good at it.
It's a one and done.
Probably X, what is it? X2, is it The Last Stand? Is that the name of it?
No, that's X-Men 3.
X-Men 3? What's X-Men
2? X2. It's just X2.
Just X2? Yeah. I feel like there's probably an OG X-Men movie in his top 3.
You think?
Yeah.
There's two Wolverines in there?
Yeah.
I think it would be, honestly, hey, X-Men Days of Future Past.
He's kind of only barely in that, though, isn't he?
He's the main dude. He's the main boy of it.
In Days of Future Past?
Yeah. Oh,
I haven't watched
because
the
they send him
in so long.
They send him back in time in the comics. In the movie, they choose to send Wolverine back in time.
Okay, yeah. Days of Future Past. Let's do it. Why not?
Days of Future
Lock
Past.
It in.
Crocky. Lock it in.
Number one, Les Mis-
Which X-Men was it?
Number two, Logan.
Les Mis-
Number three, X-Men, the 2000 movie. Number four, X-Men Origins, Wolverine.
Yeah.
2009.
Wow.
Oh,
A,
wow.
Number one, forgot that movie existed. Number two, three Wolverines,
He's more than that.
And
isn't
a French
he?
Musical. He's so
he's
much
so
more
much
than
more than that.
I would actually argue that though his casting be perfect, some of his worst roles.
Yeah.
Except for Logan.
Because it's Dookie script.
We didn't
it's
know what scripts. Yeah. He was a superhero at that time.
We didn't know. There weren't layers.
I'd be happy if Denis hooked back up with you, actually. I think Denis can get some really good work out of Hugh.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know what shape Hugh would prefer his career to take at this point. It seems like he's taking strange roles.
It sort of feels like your friend's dad that was like the cool dad that would always like play video games with you and like let you cuss a little bit at his house. And then you move away, and when you come stay with them, when you go back home, all of a sudden he listens to like contemporary Christian radio.
He
all
is
the
kind
time.
Of a Broadway.
What happened?
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking. He's a stageman.
I could see him very much getting into producing and probably directing at some point.
Yeah, I
could see that. I think he's got the touch.
Other options we had, remember?
Yeah.
Russell Crowe, Nicole Kidman, Chris Hemsworth. Who's our next Aussie?
I think Russ.
Maybe Russell Crowe. Yeah, Russell Crowe's speaking to me a little bit.
Yes.
Jordan.
Gladiator.
Please use me. In Aussie, Aussie. Hoi, hoi, hoi.
Gladiator.
Oh, for sure.
Ever heard of it?
Definitely Gladiator. Lock it in. He's laughing because Gladiator's not in his top four, which
is number
insane.
Oi, oi, oi. In my mind.
Number two?
Number two? Number two. In my mind, I was like, if this wasn't here, I would not have gotten upset if you just quit this game that we've played.
Yeah, I would have.
If you never wanted to play Aussie, oi, oi, oi again.
Number two.
Number two. What are people, Beautiful Mind.
Yeah, for ahead sure.
Of
that. Beautiful mind.
Ahead of
for
Gladiator,
sure
you think?
Beautiful Mind. Oh, I don't know. But it's definitely
ahead of
there.
Gladiator? You want to lock it in?
Yeah, lock it in for sure.
Oi, oi, oi. Number three.
Dude, is Les Mis over Gladiator?
Perhaps.
I don't think it's that. What is it? Guy Ritchie, Sherlock Holmes? Was it Guy Ritchie?
He wasn't in that, was he?
Oh, I'm sorry, not Sherlock Holmes. Robin Hood is what I meant.
Oh, no. He was in. It wasn't the Guy Ritchie one.
Scott?
It was Ridley Scott Robin Hood.
Skiddly rat.
Skiddly rat.
I don't think that's going to be up there. Do you think like The Nice Guys is up there?
Maybe. Gosh, Gladiator not being number one is kind of
just throwing me a
my brain
bit.
Keeps like trying to be like, no, think about this.
Les Mis, Oscar nominated, Oscar winning movie, Les Mis. I don't remember if it won Best Picture that year, but.
Les Miserables.
Let's do it.
Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Oi, oi, oi. Numero uno.
All right.
They will wear themselves
disagree.
With blood. One more day for revolution.
That face that Carter has frozen on is delectable.
Yeah, it's tasty.
Gonna get a quick screen grab at the queue. Yep. Yeah, that's gonna live there forever. What a beautiful little pic of my boy. There he is. He's back now.
Oh, he's back. He's moving.
I got a delicious screenshot for you, Carter.
I should have taken one of you. I'm too kind. You were like,
make sure to send this one to Carter and not the not the person who got your percentage earlier.
I'm sending it.
You I'm have it one slack. Guess more here on Aussie 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 Oi Oi Oi. Can you
one
find
one guess more?
Can you find can you find his fourth credit on IMDb?
One guess day.
I like
I like the idea of The Nice Guys being in his top four.
Yes,
the
multitude.
An aspirational credit. I really like that movie.
Let's do The Nice Guys. Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Crikey. His fourth credit
ain't
was
it, though.
Yeah. L.A. Confidential with Kim Basinger.
All right, whatever.
Pretty popular TNT movie, man. You know how that works into the algorithm. TBS, TNT, got a lot.
That's true.
Got a lot of weight in this game, bro. One more Aussie.
Do we want to take
Chris Hemsworth, Margot, Nicole?
I'm thinking Margot.
We've also got Sam Neill.
Sam Neill?
He's from New Zealand.
He's New Zealand. He's a Kiwi.
Is that not the same as Australia? The continent?
not the same country.
Bum, 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 bum. Let's do...
Then we can't count Russell Crowe. You have to try another one. He's New Zealand.
He's Kiwi?
Mm-hmm.
Is he really?
Yeah.
He's from New Zealand.
Born in New Zealand.
Sorry, time out real quick. You included somebody from New Zealand in the Australian list?
Yeah.
Wow. Quick update for those keeping track at home.
Sorry,
the
my first time
gentleman
to play this.
That I accidentally just sent a random percentage to just responded and said that he also got 42% and he's glad we're on the same page. So.
Oh, good. Great. That's good.
Okay, so Russell Crowe, deleted.
Deleted.
Bye-bye.
Forgive my insensitivity.
Margot Robbie is our second person.
Forgive my insensitivity. I really do feel bad about that. Let me double check. Queensland. She is Queensland. Through and through.
Man, I really thought Russell Crowe was from Australia.
New Zealand. See, okay, that makes me feel better. What are Margot's top four? You currently have 2 points in this game where you need 9. So someone will need to be perfect.
Defo gonna be Wolf of Wall Street. Defo gonna be... Yeah.
There's gonna be some Harley Quinns.
Yeah, I think a Suicide Squad. I think OG, unfortunately.
Yeah, Oscar-winning film there. Suicide Squad is gonna be
I think it's
there.
Gonna be Suicide Squad, Wolf of Wall Street. Do you ever forget every movie Margot Robbie's ever been in?
Big time.
Lots of Aussie superheroes out there, eh? It's
pretty deaf. Wow, yeah. I can't think of a single thing besides Wolf of Wall Street and Suicide Squad. About Time. She was in About Time. We watched that last year.
She was in About Time? Yeah, she was in About Time. I don't think that'll be in her top four, but it could be.
You think it's, hey, she played Harley Quinn 3 times.
No way is it. Let's do what we know for sure is there. Let's do Wolf of Wall Street.
Hugh Jackman has 3 Wolverines.
I think Margot at her best is better than Hugh at his best. So she's probably got other things.
Okay. Wolf.
It's got to be Wolf, right? Like, that's a guarantee.
We got ourselves a Wolf. Lock it in.
Wolf of Wall Street.
Oi, number two.
The Suicide Squad. Lock it in.
The OG. Suicide
2016.
Oi.
Lock it in.
Which I think number actually... One. That number one's one. Just called Suicide Squad. Yeah, the new one's called The Suicide Squad. It's the giant bird one.
Birds of Prey, honestly, now that I'm thinking about it.
Birds of Prey and the Emancipation of One Fantabulous Harley Quinn. Lock it in.
Yeah, oi, number four. You almost have her perfect.
Yikes.
If you can get Margot perfectly,
Suicide Squad.
You can win this game. You can win Aussie. Oi.
Can we think of any other Margot Robbie
movies all of a
sudden?
Margot Robbie movies all of a sudden?
Oh, dude, I, Tonya, for sure.
Oh, my God, yes.
I, Tonya, lock it in.
Yes. She, Tonya.
Oi. You got her perfectly. I was sitting there looking at I, Tonya and was like, they are going to be so upset.
Yeah,
her
I was
only
be,
Oscar
I would have been furious. Yes.
Yeah, so you got them right. Number one, 2016, Suicide Squad. Number two, Wolf of Wall Street. Number three, I, Tonya. Number four, Birds of Prey. One, Emancipation. Proclamation of...
The cadence with which you said I, Tonya, number four sounded like Mambo number five.
It was.
And now I understand what comes before. Yeah.
Bunk,
so that means
bunk,
you currently have
bunk,
7 points. Getting credits perfect does a lot for you in Aussie. Oi. We got 2 from Hugh Jackman. We got 5 from Margot Robbie. Who is your final Aussie?
Can I just look up a list of Australian actors real quick?
If Russell Crowe's on there, it's a lie.
Could have sworn Sam Neill was from Australia.
Okay, let's work through this. Cate Blanchett.
Okay.
Jeffrey Rush. Heath Ledger.
No way. Are you serious?
He's Australian.
Yeah. Wow.
Guy Pearce. Chris Hemsworth's little brother, who's worse. Joel Edgerton. Rose Byrne. Ben Mendelsohn. Can we get some girls in here? Hugo Weaving. That's like a throaty bad Australian. We've got
so close to home.
Hugo, or
my favorite Australian.
LOTR films.
Lots of the loaders are from Australia.
Yeah, I don't know. What are
y'all
we going to
watch? Rings
here?
Of Power.
Yeah,
for sure, for sure.
Certainly,
Hobbit didn't turn you off of that.
No, because the story of
was bad.
The story of the Lord of the Rings, the story of like the Peter Jackson's Lord of the Rings trilogy is complete. And The Hobbit being bad, I can just
it's also
pretty neatly amputate that
brain.
In my mind.
Bougie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
I don't. I did freeze for the whole sentence.
It'll get better.
I say we either pick from his list or we go with Heath.
Yeah. What's your list again, Carter?
I still had Nicole Kidman for you. I still had Chris Hemsworth for you.
Let's pick from his list because we can get 2 Heaths in auto win, which feels like cheating. The Dark Knight Brokeback is an automatic win. We win Aussie, oi, without trying.
Yeah.
So I don't want to
do that. You also have already won Aussie, Kiwi, oi.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's do it with Nicole. whose filmography I really am not familiar with. So let's back off a second and maybe
yeah, I was about to say that. I love that you've steered us into the Nicole ditch. I mean, the other option is Hemsworth. So which four times has he played Thor?
Right. Yeah. No kidding. Let's do Hemsworth. Right.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I mean, right?
Sure. Yeah. Which four Thors are we going to pick? Or it's going to be three Thors and Cabin in the Woods.
Wasn't he in that racing movie?
Do you think if we say that racing movie, lock it in, Carter?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. I don't know what it's called.
Rush.
Okay.
It's called Rush, and I think it's in his top four.
Okay. Rush, lock it in.
Rush, lock it in.
Crikey.
Okay. Let's do Thor Ragnarok.
Thor Ragnarok, lock it
We're
in.
We're going to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory, and I'm going to
yep.
curious oi, like oi, a cat, Harry, carry my...
Number okay. two.
Infinite Warfare.
Avengers?
I'm thinking. Yeah. Mm.
I think Endgame probably over Infinity War. Highest grossing movie of all time.
Yeah, but his part's bigger in Infinity War.
I don't think it is it?
I mean, there's the whole entire subplot of him going and building Stormbreaker.
Yeah, but in game he's fat, dude. It's so funny.
Hey.
We don't have to guess
on
left.
Endgame just because everything need else one. He's doing is
oi, 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 to win. Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. Oi, oi, oi.
I'll follow your gut. You want to do Endgame?
Let's say Endgame.
Say Endgame. Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Crikey.
So we're
one
down
guess. On, and you have to
one guess.
Right. You chose not to do Heath Ledger because you would win.
Not because we would win, because we would more easily win.
Appreciate the challenge. As you ponder, can y'all hear me? Am I just breaking out a lot? Okay.
Yeah,
as you ponder,
no, yeah.
be glad oh, you didn't pick Nicole Kidman because she had two movies I'd never heard of on her top four.
What were the other two?
Well, I had barely heard of Rabbit Hole, and there was one like with a fox in the name or something.
I heard fox.
I heard a bear in the rabbit hole, and there was a fox in the name. No, he's frozen.
Oh, there he is. He's back. There he is.
He's here.
There's my boy. There, my beautiful boy.
Nice to see you, Gardner.
Nice to see you.
Okay, Dush. Down to the wire.
I know you trusted me last time. And that's been your biggest mistake so far. What do you think this one is?
None of the other Thors are good, but that doesn't always matter.
Mm-mm.
There's a fair chance that Thor.
Fair chance of Thor. I think a fair chance of Avengers, Age of Ultron.
Over Infinity War? You think?
I don't know why.
We've learned quickly that if an actor was in Infinity War, odds are it's in their top four.
Let's give it a shot. I'm 100% in.
All right, let's do it. Infinity War, lock it in.
Lock it in.
Crikey. You got so close. And I can promise you we'll never play this again. You got 8 points, needed 9 in Aussie, 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 oi, oi, oi. Number one, The Avengers.
The only Avengers movie we did not name.
Number two, Thor Ragnarok. Number three, Snow White and the Huntsman.
You have
Number
to be
four,
kidding me.
Star Trek.
You have he's in that movie for
he's in Star
10
Trek for like
seconds. He's in dies. Star Trek for 10 seconds.
He's Kirk's dad and he's
basically just like I had a baby. Boom, and then he's gone.
Chris Hemsworth's IMDb is like it's like your friend who hasn't updated their LinkedIn since they were in college. And it's like, you are not still a student there.
Yeah, it still just says that they're a barista and work at Wendy's.
Oh man. What an eventful day. Happy Australian Two Chunks Day, everybody.
So stupid. Open up Heath Ledger's IMDb page right now.
If I do, it's going to kill my internet right now. And I'm just trying to make it.
Pretty soon he'll snap back in. And he's going to look sad. This is a big one.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, he's gone. Oh, that's so funny, dude.
And now the thing is, I don't know if his screen is frozen again.
I know.
Or if he's just still gone.
He's found back. Him. He's back. All right. Do you have Heath's IMDb pulled up?
You talking to me? I was saying yeah. I can't.
Yeah.
Because it's going to mess up. We just found out a Wi-Fi router is down.
Oh, no.
So as soon as we're done with Mini Monday, I'm going to unplug that and plug it back in.
Let's end it. Let's shut it down right now.
To end today's episode, we do know that tomorrow we're going to be talking about Mad Max Fury Road. We do know that Chris Hemsworth is in Furiosa with Anya Taylor-Joy. Did you actually know that? movie.
I didn't.
Hemsworth has been cast in it as well. Anya Taylor-Joy playing Furiosa. I want you to give me, what is Chris Hemsworth's name? What is his name? Right now, he is. Neither of them are credited to have a name, even knowing that Anya Taylor-Joy is Furiosa. What is going to be the name of Hemsworth?
All right.
I'm Carter. Kerosene.
Ooh, that's powerful. That's very good. I'm Dosh. And he is playing the baron of a city that is constructed entirely out of oil barrels. And he's called the Barrelaren.
Phenomenal. It feels like a secret language you have with your friend in college.
Barrelaren?
Doge, I need you to know that I had this in my head before you said your words.
Oh, sure. Sure.
I was going to call him the...
This is Joff.
I'm Jordan, by the way. I was going to call him the Double Barrel Baron.
Oh, that's really good.
Double Barrel Baron and the Barrelaren. Barrelaren.
The Barrelaren.
Well, my original idea was Lieutenant Scrunge, just because that feels like wasteland-y. That does
feel Mad Max.
Doesn't it? Like we've got like Nux and all that. I don't know.
Schlanger.
Yeah. Lieutenant Scrunge just feels like something. But then yeah. I was like, is Scrunge a slang for something horrific?
We'll find
out.
I
don't know. Who knows?
Google it.
Don't, baby.
I'm supposed to beep it.
Hold on.
Don't have photos up.
No photos. Don't airplay.
Whoa. Non-scratch scrubbing sponge. The Scrunge.
It's no Scrub Daddy.
No, stop. Scrub. It's what if Scrub Daddy heard?
It's definitely
Scrub Daddy. You're the only sponge for me.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.